Sounds of Augusta rolls on this week as the Masters is here, and I am back with another one of my PGA DFS top five videos. It's going to be the top five fades here at Augusta this week. I've got five big time names that I am going to say are not going to be playing here this week. Maybe not playing here this weekend, but at least won't be making my lineups and hopefully won't be playing well because of that. Of course, we never wish ill on anybody, but of course, when there's money involved, we have our own cheering right. So let's go and see how I did last week. I got Tony Finau out of the golf tournament. Recommend to fade him, but recommended to also fade Chris Kirk and Cam Tringale, and both then ended up in the top 10. Siwoo Kim also made the cut, as did Denny McCarthy. So not a great fade week for me. That just means I'm saving it all for this week. All right, let's jump on in. And my fifth biggest fade, well, see, this is interesting. What I did was I went from biggest name rather than my biggest fade. So I'll tell you about Corey Connors first, because he ended up might be my biggest fade of the week, coming in projected at 20% owned. But I think this specific setup this year, firm and fast, does not bode well for Corey Connors, even though we saw him come 10th in November at a completely different setup. Coming in good form too, 14th and 61st, so don't mind it. But again, 20% owned, I'd much rather go to Matt Wallace or Ryan Palmer, who are coming in much less owned. Again, 10th and 13th in his strokes gain numbers to match up with 78th putting. No wonder why his results have been pretty good. 150th around the green, though. If the greens and regulations tick down this week, watch out, Corey Connors. I don't think he'll pack his bags early, but certainly I don't expect him to be a force in the tournament. Another guy that maybe I'm most nervous to fade, in which is why likely he won't be the biggest fade of these board, but projected at 22% owned, I'll probably be somewhere around 10 to 13% of Daniel Berger. Now, Daniel Berger hasn't played here in a couple of years and did not get to play in November, nor did this next guy that I'm also going to fade on this list. But he's been playing better recently, even though there's a little bit of an injury scare. He did have to withdraw from the Honda Classic due to a rib injury. So I'll be interested to see if he does get interviewed, what he has to say about that. In terms of his strokes gain ranks, he's been pretty good everywhere except for around the green. 28th off the tee, 37th on the approach, 155 around the green, and 19th putting for Daniel Berger here. So, again, decent stats, too much ownership. Victor Hovland, he's that next guy that did not play in November, similarly to Berger, that I just can't get to this week. He's projected to be over 20% owned, and I understand why. Ball striker, everybody loves a good ball striker, 5th and 89th. But his short game has been regressing after a period of progressing. So that has me extremely nervous, given the fact that this week you are going to need a good short game to compete. So for me, I would rather go $1,000 cheaper to Paul Casey, who's been very good on and around the green, and similar type of ownership. So for me, no thank you to Victor Hovland this week. In my fourth fade, now these last two guys, they aren't projected that high owned, but they're above 10%, and I'm going to be closer to 5% on them. First one is Tony Finau. I know this guy has made the cut in each of the couple of years he's come here. I don't know that he does it here this week. He has played very bad recently. After his good run through the West Coast, losing to Max Homa, that might have little jig to the confidence there, because it has not been good, like I said, since a miscut at the Valero, a miscut at the Players. It's just been bad. 35th off the tee, 12th on the approach. Even those numbers should be better for Tony Finau. 37 around the green and 69 putting. Certainly you'd expect when Tony Finau's in the top 70 strokes gained putting, he'd have a win. But the ball striking has regressed. So for me, no thank you on Tony Finau this week. And then my number one fade, the easiest fade for me, coming in off of an injury, a scoped knee, a surgery 3 weeks ago. If there is any golf course in the world that I would tell you not to play after a knee surgery 3 weeks, it would be Augusta National. And Brooks Koepka is going to give it a try. And people are still going to want to play him at 13% owned. For me, no thank you. I know the course history is great. I know the strokes gain numbers. And before he got his knee scope, was looking great. This just isn't the first tournament I would expect him to come back and play if he was going to compete. So for me, I'll take the under on the 13%. I'll be somewhere around 5, and that'll be that. Brooks Koepka back on the fade list for me. What a surprise. So, okay, let's go 5-1 here, as I've gone maybe a little bit more quick than I normally do. Corey Connors, number 1. Dan Berger, number 2. Victor Hovland, 3. Tony Finau, 4. And Brooks Koepka, number 5. Okay, so I've got two other BGA DFS top 5 videos out there, the values and the sleepers. Of course, catch my top 5 bets video. And if you're on the betting side looking for more, Josh and Ben just put out their contenders video. That should be live when you're seeing this. So thank you all for joining. It's been a an extremely fun week. Of course, if you're looking to see how I'm going to play each individual contest, check out my Winning Element article. I'm doing this 2 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon. It'll be out Monday morning for everybody. So till then, everybody, let's take down the Millionaire Maker this week. Good luck at the Masters, and we will see you on the other side.